This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory Monday in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk region as Ukrainian troops retreated from their last stronghold in the city of Lysychansk. Moscow's forces immediately turned their attention to fighting in the adjoining Donetsk province. It's part of the industrialized Donbas region Putin had sought to take control of during his invasion of Ukraine, now in its fifth month, after failing earlier to topple the government of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky or capture the capital, Kyiv. Reporter Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint program Monday, for the people in Ukraine, the fall of Lysychansk was not a surprise.
For the past couple of weeks, the government and military authorities were, you know, preparing civilian society of Ukraine that it will come, a point will come soon that Ukrainian forces would have to withdraw from Lysychansk. So I should say that here inside Ukraine, people mostly understood that this, you know, moment is coming because Ukrainian authorities were saying that Lysychansk is, you know, it has a certain strategic task, and what we know now that the main task was to destroy as many Russian servicemen as possible and as many Russian heavy equipment as possible. But it was unfortunately it was understandable that Ukrainian forces would not have enough capacity to actually keep the town.
Ukraine said Russian forces are now trying to advance on Seversk, Fedorivka, and Bakhmut in the Donetsk region, about half of which are controlled by Russia. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the European Union will set up a reconstruction platform to coordinate the rebuilding of Ukraine after its war with Russia. This is VOA News. In its ruling last week, the U.S. Supreme Court may have limited the power of the U.S. federal government to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from existing power plants, but that ruling does not affect the power of the states to do so. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
While Democratic states have taken the lead on the most aggressive climate policy in recent years, some Republican-led states are also helping shift the U.S. power grid toward cleaner sources of energy. A group of 24 states has formed the U.S. Climate Alliance. Most of those commonwealths are led by Democrats, but a few, including Vermont, Massachusetts, and Maryland, have Republican governors. Together, the states account for 42% of the nation's greenhouse gas emissions, and 18 of those states have set 100% clean energy goals. I'm Shelley Antler.
Danish police say a gunman who killed three people when he opened fire in a crowded shopping mall Sunday acted alone and apparently selected his victims at random. Police said Monday they've all but ruled out that the attack was an act of terrorism. Police have not yet identified a motive for Sunday's attack inside one of Scandinavia's biggest shopping centers. A suspect carrying a rifle and a knife was quickly arrested. Copenhagen Police Chief Inspector Soren Thomason said the 22-year-old Danish man also had access to another gun. He said the firearms were obtained illegally and that the suspect was known to mental health services but gave no further details on either piece of information. Reports from Australia say a cargo ship that left the port of Wollongong off the nation's southeastern coast Monday morning was lost power and is drifting at sea south of Sydney with 21 crew members on board. Australian media reports say the ship is anchored near the coast and a tugboat is on site to try and to prevent it from getting closer to nearby cliffs and rocks. The media reports quote police as saying a second, more powerful tugboat's on its way to tow the stranded cargo ship back out to sea. There was a plan to airlift the ship's crew to safety, but that was abandoned because of bad weather. In video taken from a rescue helicopter, the ship can be seen rolling through rough seas. Italian officials report rescue operations continued Monday in an Italian alpine mountainside, a day after a huge chunk of a rapidly melting glacier broke loose, sending an avalanche of ice, snow, and rocks slamming into hikers. At least six people were killed, and an undetermined number remain missing. Rescuers Sunday spotted six bodies and recovered nine injured survivors. It's unclear after the search was temporarily halted Sunday night. Officials said about 15 people could still be missing, but stressed the situation was still evolving. Repeating the hour's top news story, Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared victory Monday in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk province as Ukrainian troops retreated from their last stronghold in the city of Lysychansk. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This